Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for a daily editorial today, Saturday. I have to tell you, it's October 31st. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. It's unbelievable to me. On the op-ed pages, they basically lambast Joe Biden. They claim that he is way too far left. They claim that he is way off base when he contradicts the president in terms of Trump's handling of the situation with COVID and the rest of it. Going to talk about that for about the next 10 minutes or so. I want to get some feedback from you guys. Number one, I want to say one thing, and that is I got my friend Dan Pacini on the line with me. Dan happens to be very active in the Republican Party in the San Francisco Bay Area. I just heard one thing interesting about San Francisco, by the way, that I want to pass on to you folks, and that wasn't from Dan, but apparently the police in San Francisco are actually enforcing the law. They are not screwing around with anarchists. I just heard about that this morning from another friend of mine who's also very active. This woman lives blocks away from Pelosi and Feinstein, and she can't stand either one of them. So anyway, what I'm going to talk with Dan Pacini, who's on the line with me right now. Dan is about the most active conservative who I know. I would say to second to Jim McKinney, because Jimmy's almost doing it for a living right now. Danny has been on the op-ed pages with his writing in the Wall Street Journal. Very, very bright guy. I'm amazed at this moment in time, Dan, that the Wall Street Journal has not endorsed any candidate since Herbert Hoover. But they do opine on that, and they're opining in a very negative sense right now on both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The one comment I would make about that, Dan, is I think it's too little too late. I still think they have a shot at winning this election, and I pray to God that I'm wrong. What are your comments?
Well, first I'd say I really enjoyed your intro there about the Republican Party in the San Francisco Bay Area, of which there is not one. I've never seen any evidence of a Republican Party in San Francisco. It may exist somewhere on paper, but I am a conservative, and yes, this is really difficult to watch. We're watching two twin mediocrities who, you know, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, who are somehow winning. I'm not convinced that they're actually winning. I think it's a lot closer than people think. In fact, I think Trump probably has the edge. We'll see what turnout does. But the case that Joe Biden is making is not a strong case, and it's mostly emotion, and somehow people are listening.
Well, it is mostly emotion. The thing that I find to be interesting is, you know, I wonder where moral values in our country have gone. CFS made a comment on the blog this morning talking about Biden. He said, how could a responsible human being, a responsible father, allow his son to have a narcotic problem as his son Hunter did? A narcotic problem that got him evicted from the Navy. That tells a little bit about the dad. The dad apparently was not around to help his son through some difficult times. And this guy's running for president, Danny?
Yeah, I think he used his son. I really do. I think he used his son. And I think the one common theme among all of these foreign businesses that we keep hearing about is there really is no business. And the only product they have is Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And the only way you could have Joe Biden as a product, something you're selling, is for Joe Biden to be tacitly running it, the operation, and approving of the operation. This is a major scandal. It is a major scandal. And the primary shareholder in this scandal is the media. I mean, you just won't see this. Maybe never again in your lifetime, something as blatant as this.
Danny, when you say scandal, tell me which one you're referring to. There are numerous scandals.
Well, and that's the point. This is a family that's been on the take, and the only thing they have to sell is government favor, and that government favor is at the expense of the American citizen, and our media refuses to cover it, not even ask about it, not even try to actually debunk it. I mean, Leslie Stahl basically brushed it off in that interview on 60 Minutes. Trump should have leaned forward and said, what is your little program doing to debunk this thing, to look into it? They won't touch it because it harms their interests. That's dangerous. I got to tell you, the president has been proven right. They are the enemy of the people. Our media is the enemy of the people because they pretend to be down the middle, to be honest truth tellers. And they are not. They're propagandists. It's hard to watch. I mean, I sound like a crazy, but they've got evidence that's been corroborated, and no one will touch it about a candidate that's ahead in the polls. I mean, this isn't like a third-party candidate that doesn't have a chance. This is shocking. But, you know, we're going to go through this election. It's mostly emotion. We're looking at Joe Biden, who pretends like he could have done better with COVID. There's no evidence of it. There's no evidence.
No, there's actually evidence, scientific evidence, that exactly what Trump has done has been exactly the right thing, given the uniqueness of this particular virus. The Wall Street Journal brings that out. A fellow by the name of, boy, I hope I don't pronounce this wrong, David Gelernter, brought that out very, very clearly. He says Joe Biden might as well be the tooth fairy. Everything that he's saying about the way that Trump has handled this case is absolutely incorrect. You know, this election really, I think, is, you know, a lot of people are getting very, very emotional, and they're saying it's between a free America versus a socialist America. I maintain that this election is all about nationalism versus globalism. All of the big money that are behind the Democrats right now, the Carlos Slims, the New York Times, which Carlos Slim owns, and other individuals, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, etc., it's all about the profit motive. Trump is going to keep their profits down by not selling out America. They don't care about selling out America. Why would Jeff Bezos care? He's now the wealthiest man in the world. He might as well try to become the king of the universe at our expense, Danny.
Well, their largest market is China. Trump has pushed back against China. Trump is clearly irritated by China and this virus.
Right.
Irritated is a soft word. I'm sure he is angry because I think he genuinely cares about America and the American people. And he is probably planning a response, but we're close to an election, so he's got to watch what he does. But if he gets another 4 years, you can bank that he's going to do something harsh to China. And Biden will not. Biden's not a capable candidate. He shouldn't be running. His wife shouldn't even be allowing him to run. He's not physically capable of doing the job. He will get pushed around. It's a mistake. We're putting up with this. Again, the twin mediocrities, that's what I like to call them, he and Kamala Harris. They offer nothing. She couldn't even last to the voting time in the primary. She's nothing. She's someone who lives out here in California and has watched her career. She's a nothing burger. And yet she's there, very liberal person. But what they're advocating for is emotion. It's all style and emotion. And I'm going to work for you, and I'm going to be the president of everybody. Well, he's not offering any policy for anybody on my side of the ledger, so how is he going to work for me?
Yeah, Danny, the Wall Street Journal brought that out very effectively. He is absolutely devoid of any policy right now. It's all about
anger. Well, he has to be because his policies are not anything that anybody would really want, unless you're on the far left. So they have to. That's why they put him in a corner somewhere and he doesn't speak and take questions. Because he can't really talk policy. They're not policies that people like. What he's selling is, again, more of this hopey, changey stuff that Obama did, where you fill in the blanks for me. I'll just talk about general ideas and how we'll bring everybody together. We won't be together. It's not going to happen. You can't unify people that are okay with looting and rioting and breaking stuff and tearing down statues and destroying our history with people who like our history, like our basic culture, like the tenets of our Constitution. You can't unite those two. The problem we face in this country is 35-40% is way on the other end of the other 35-40%, and there's some squishy people in the middle. And our elections are always close, and it depends on who convinces those people in the middle. And it's an unfortunate thing that we don't have basic agreement on the basic tenets of our country, our Constitution. The left doesn't like our Constitution, doesn't like our country, hates it, despises it, wants it destroyed.
What do you think, Danny, what do you think that the rationale behind that is? What concerns me, Dan, I mean, you know, you actually don't know where I live, but I live in a very small corner of the world. I live in a place called Semiahmoo on a golf course, and I have to say one thing about it. We're not getting any, there are really no problems up here. Ferndale, Washington, which is about 20 minutes south of us, and Bellingham, which is about 30 minutes south of us, are literally powder kegs right now. Jim McKinney, who I talked with this morning, is doing numerous peaceful demonstrations in support of the Republican Party. Some of the stories that he tells me of what's going on in Ferndale and what's going on in Bellingham are absolutely crazy. I will not drive down to those cities right now because I've got a couple of cars that I happen to really cherish. And I don't want somebody throwing eggs at them. I don't want somebody throwing rocks at them. The difference is our sheriff, Bill Elfo, is not standing for it. He's bringing in the sheriff's department to stop this. And there are already plans in place, I understand, in Whatcom County to counterattack any rioting that should occur if Trump wins the election. And there will be major rioting up here. Danny, who do you think is behind that? I think it's the globalists, personally. And I mean, George Soros is, you know, a very, very wealthy man. He's really the epitome, along with Bezos, of a globalistic personality, I have to say. Do you think they're the problem? They just don't care about anything other than their balance sheet and income statement?
Well, I'm sure we could round up the handful of regular characters like Soros that are behind a lot of this and financing it. But, you know, we have a left that absolutely hates the country. They hate it. And Antifa just kind of defines it for everybody. They want the whole landscape leveled so they can restart and make something of their own, something that's going to start out as an anarchist type of a structure and then is going to move into some kind of a Marxist socialist thing. And that's what they do. But let me tell you, people who think they're voting for Biden because they want normalcy, they think it's going to return to that, it's going to get worse. You will be empowering these people. He is not going to be able to stop this type of thing. There's just no way. What you've seen in the Trump era is not a crazy Trump, although Trump does some odd things at times. It's not always the most presidential. But what you've seen is the left not get its way. And the left does not like to not get its way. And they're violent people. This is violence. We've allowed it to go on where our cities get burned down. They're a violent people when they don't get their way. And this is the problem we're going to face. You keep empowering them. You should never let them get their foot under the door. Never. It's a mistake. We should not be playing with these people. We should turn them away at the polls.
You know, I got to tell you something, Dan. It'd be interesting to have this conversation on Tuesday, West Coast time, somewhere around 11 o'clock. And I don't think anything will be in by then, but there certainly will be civil action going on right at that moment in time. I just hope that nobody gets killed. And I really mean that. Danny, thanks for your time, bud.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com.